Network on Demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report.
Hi, everyone. Grace McDonald here on the Northern Ag Network with your Montana News and Agriculture. I recently was able to get on the phone with Wally Harbaugh, who is the Garfield County pioneer of virtual fencing. I say that because he is probably one of the first, if not the first, from my hometown to use virtual fencing on his operation. There is a lot that goes into virtual fencing with collars on cows and online app base stations. Wally can give us some insight on how that all comes together.
What you have to do is put together some base station towers. These are components that go on hilltops. Then you have to put the collar onto a cow. From there, you've got to train the cows. You have a web-based app on the computer. From your device, it goes through the cell data, towers to your base stations. Information is converted to radio band, and it goes to the collars. There's also a satellite GPS tracking component that tracks your cattle and records your data.
Wally said that they looked at putting some double wire electric paddocks, which they decided was not conducive for them to use for cell grazing type of management, especially with the rough terrain around those parts. The Harbaugh Ranch also suffered a prairie fire, which took out a lot of old fence.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive to get into virtual fencing, but the time factor of it all is going to save me where I don't have a lot of help here on the ranch. Looking forward, you know, just to do cell grazing, managed grazing systems, it's going to be a little more time intensive, and I hope this is the answer for me.
We'll be back to hear more about the wireless fencing on the Harbaugh Ranch right after this.
1874, barbed wire was patented and ranching was forever changed. Now, 150 years later, ranchers continue to tackle tough challenges with new innovations, like RangeView from EnView. By providing a data-driven view of the land, RangeView helps you get the most out of your grazing management, rangeland health, and herbicide treatment decisions. See how the latest innovation in ranching can help you at TryRangeView.com. RangeView is a trademark owned by Environmental Science US LLC or one of its affiliates. Not all products are registered in all states.
Wally Harbaugh says that the initial cost to get into virtual fencing is expensive, but that it will all be worth it in the end. However, it is important to know the breakdown of the cost. Keep in mind, there are grants and funds available to help you get started.
Base stations are right at $10,000 a piece. They are just little small huts made out of aluminum, but there's some electronic components to it. Each collar costs $40. You get the collar, and that comes with the subscription, basically. But on top of that, you need to buy a battery, which costs $10. So you're basically putting $50 into the collar, plus your $10,000 in the base station.
So far, the Harbaugh Ranch is only a couple weeks into it and have 500 collars on the cows. They plan on putting on another 500 in the next couple of days. There are ways that you can use the software to move your cattle from one pasture to the next as well. Wally tried something similar, building a virtual fence along a hard fence line. He trailed pairs to a new pasture, keeping the smaller calves up with the lead cow. Wally is looking into putting individual pastures and then breaking it down into different cells within the pastures to try out a couple of different grazing management methods. He's also looking into sharing base stations with neighbors so they can try it out as well.
In the end, it's going to be hopefully paying that dividend for that one cow that never comes home at the end of the year, or the bull that you just can't find at the end of the breeding season. It's way over my head, but it's pretty intuitive for a rancher like myself.
On the Northern Ag Network, I'm Grace McDonald.